This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You think about the Amish, the Pennsylvania Dutch they're sometimes called, and you think horse and buggy, traditional farming, and what a simple life, I guess, right? That's not wrong by any means. It's just not the whole picture, as Jen Banbury writes in the current issue of Bloomberg Businessweek in a piece called What Happens When the Amish Get Rich. Jen, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks.
The Amish, it turns out, are capitalists in the truest sense of the word. They are prosperous and they're doing well.
That is absolutely true. But I should point out, it's really also very new for them. This has all happened within the last three decades or so, this massive shift from agriculture to business. And it turns out they're great businessmen. Yeah.
What has happened? What's the foundation of their prosperousness?
Well, they get into a lot of business that they've historically done well with. They actually are great woodworkers, like you see the barn raising and witness. They're fabulous carpenters, so they do a lot of contracting. And they just have this incredibly driven work ethic. They keep their overhead low. There are certain other advantages. For instance, if it's a purely Amish-run business, they don't need to pay Social Security. They also don't collect it down the road. So they get to keep a lot of what they make.
Those vows of simplicity are not vows of poverty.
No. And that actually came as a surprise to me. You think because they're plain, they take some kind of vow of poverty. That's not true at all. The Amish love to make money, just like anyone, really. We all like making money. And they're just like us on that front. And, yeah, they're doing it well.
And you see when you go down there, as you talk about in this piece, when you go down to Pennsylvania and great places like Bird in Hand and places like that, you see the trappings of it. You see iPhones. You see buggies with, what was it, plush velour seats and cup holders and stuff?
That's right. I love the cup holders and the buggies. Yeah, and you see these Amish houses that are, I definitely do not want to say McMansions, but they are surprisingly large for an Amish house. In fact, the only reason you know that they're an Amish house is because you don't see any power lines connecting them to the grid. But they are big, big houses.
But just because they don't use power doesn't mean they don't use the internet, for instance, right? I mean, they've got iPhones and email and...
Yeah, you know, they're allowed to do a lot of things that are business-related that they're not allowed to do that are home-related. For instance, they're not allowed to have a phone in the home. In the past, a lot of times, Amish have even had these funny little, like, outhouse little shacks that have a phone in them. But cell phones are really confusing that issue because so many Amish have a cell phone for business. But, you know, I see these guys talking on the phone a lot, and they're not always talking about business. And, I mean, it's this slow creep of technology that they themselves acknowledge is kind of terrifying because it is so radically changing them.
I wonder, and maybe this is false romanticism, I don't know, but is there a sense of, among, I guess, probably the older Amish, that things are just changing too fast?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is, I would say, like the number one crisis that the Amish are facing right now. Things are changing so fast. They're, you know, there are all these Amish millionaires where 30 years ago that did not exist. They don't know how to deal with money, how to deal with technology, and they're trying, really struggling to integrate it into their life in a way that does not destroy the essence of their Amishness, but they're absolutely changing. There's no question they're changing. And the question is, how far are they going to go?
Yeah. Jen Banbury, she writes about the Amish in the current edition of Bloomberg Businessweek. It's called What Happens When the Amish Get Rich. Jen, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much. It was nice to talk to you.